chapter 21 to 23. And I traveled to the unformed void. And there, I saw a fearsome work. I saw neither heavens above, nor any firmly founded earth. Instead, it was a place unformed and fearsome. And there, I saw seven of the stars of the heavens, bound and cast in it together, like great mountains, and burning in a fire. Then I spoke, "For what reason have they been bound? And for what reason have they been thrown down here?" Then Uriel spoke to me, one of the holy messengers who was with me, and he was their leader. And he spoke to me,
"Enoch, why do you ask? Why are you eager for the truth? These are the stars of the heavens which transgressed the command of the Lord, and they have been bound here until the completion of 10,000 years, the time of their sins."
From there, I traveled to another region, more fearsome than the former. And I saw fearsome works, a great fire burning and flaming there. And the region had a narrow cleft extending to the abyss, full of great pillars of fire borne downward. Neither the measure nor the size was I able to see, nor to estimate. Then I spoke, "How fearsome is this region, and terrifying to behold." Then Uriel, one of the holy messengers who was with me, answered me and spoke to me,
"Enoch, why are you so fearful and shaken?"
And I replied, "Because of this fearsome region, and because of the terrifying spectacle." And he spoke,
"This place is a prison for messengers. Here they will be confined to the age of the age."
From there, I was transported to another region. And to the west, he showed me a great and high mountain of flint-hard rock. And there were four hollow regions in it, deep and very smooth. Three of them were dark, and one was illuminated and had a spring of water in the middle of it. And I spoke, "How smooth are these hollows, and altogether deep and dark to view." Then Raphael, one of the holy messengers who was with me, answered and spoke to me,
"These hollow places are there so that the spirits of the souls of the dead might be gathered into them. For they were fashioned for this very purpose, that the souls of all the sons of the human should be gathered here. And behold, these are the pits for the place of their incarceration. They have been fashioned in this manner until the day on which they will be judged, and until the time of the day of the end of the great judgment, which will be exacted from them."
There I saw the spirit of a dead human appealing, and his lamentation was going up as far as the heavens, and crying out and appealing. Then I asked Raphael, the Watcher and Holy One who was with me, and spoke to him. This spirit, which is appealing, whose is it, that in this manner his lamentation is going up and appealing as far as the heavens? And he answered me, saying,
"This is the spirit which went forth from Abel, whom his brother Cain murdered. And Abel appeals against him until his seed perishes from the face of the earth, and until his seed is obliterated from among the seed of the humans."
Then I asked about all the hollows, why they were separated one from the other. And he answered me, saying,
"These three were made so that the spirits of the dead might be separated. And this first hollow has been separated for the spirits of the righteous ones, where the bright spring of the water is. And this second hollow has been created for the sinners when they die and are buried in the earth. But a judgment has not been executed upon them in their life. Here, their spirits are separated for this great torture until the great day of the judgment, the day of the perpetual scourges and the tortures of the cursed, so that there might be a recompense for their spirits. There he will be bound to an age. And this third hollow has been separated for the spirits of those who appeal, who make disclosure with regard to the destruction when they were murdered in the days of the sinners. And this fourth hollow was fashioned for the spirits of the humans who will not be sacred, but would rather be sinners, who are impious, and they were companions with the lawless ones. But their spirits will not be afflicted with damage on the day of the judgment, nor will they be raised from there."
Then I blessed the Lord of the glory and spoke, "Blessed is the judgment of the righteousness, and blessed are you, O Lord of majesty and of righteousness, who is the Lord of the age." And from there, I was transported to another region, to the west of the ends of the earth. And I was shown a fire, which ran and did not rest or halt its course day and night, but remained constant. And I asked, saying, "What is this fire which never pauses?" Then Reuel answered me,
"This course of fire is the fire of the west, which pursues all the luminaries of the heavens.